"That's the end of that," she said, when the echoes had finally ceased. "You might as well have left it at the top for all the good it's going to do me now."
"We'll see," Roland said, starting down. "You might be surprised."
"That thing ain't going to work for shit, and we both know it," Detta said. Oi uttered a short, sharp bark as if to say, "That's right."
6.
The chair did survive its tumble, however, and the next as well. But when Roland hunkered to examine the poor battered thing after being pushed down a third and extremely long flight of stairs, one of the casters was bent badly out of true. It reminded him a little of how her abandoned wheelchair had looked when they'd come upon it after the battle with the wolves on the East Road. "There, now, didn't I tell you?" she asked and cackled. "Reckon it's time to start toting that barge, Roland."
He eyed her. "Can you make Detta go away?"
She looked at him, surprised, then used her memory to replay the last thing she had said. She flushed.
"Yes," she said in a remarkably small voice. "Say sorry, Roland."
He picked her up and got her settled into the harness. Then they went on. As unpleasant as it was beneath the Dogon, as creepy as it was beneath the Dogon, Susanna was glad that they were putting Fedek behind them. Because that meant they were putting the rest of it behind them, too. Lud, the Kalas, Thunderclap, Algolciento, New York City, and Western Maine as well. The castle of the Red King was ahead, but she didn't think they had to worry much about it, because its most celebrated occupant had run mad and decamped for the Dark Tower. The extraneous was slipping away. They were closing in on the end of their long journey, and there was little else to worry about. That was good.